The core principles of trend following. This section analyzes the foundational premise of trend following, that since markets are unpredictable, a trader's only reliable tool is a disciplined process for reacting to observable momentum. Navigating without a map. Picture yourself navigating through dense and heavy fog. Your visibility is limited, yet you persist in moving forward. You do so not because the path ahead is clear. You advance because you have tested your process and know it is sound. Koval presents this as the core of the trend-following mindset. He does not offer a polished or academic theory. He delivers a blunt and practical premise. A trader cannot predict the market, but they can observe its momentum. A trend follower believes that once markets start moving in a specific direction, they tend to continue. This belief in momentum is not a belief in a particular cause or a price target. It is a firm belief in the power of sustained momentum. The trend follower's job is to identify a clear trend, enter a position, and ride that trend until it definitively ends. There is no place here for ego, opinion, or speculation. There is only room for a measured and disciplined response. The trend follower avoids the futile chase for perfection. They do not attempt to time exact market tops and bottoms. Instead, they align with the prevailing direction of the market. They remain in their position until the momentum fades. Success isn't about building intricate forecasting models. It's about removing your ego and obeying what the price is telling you. In Koval's view, the market is the ultimate arbiter of truth. A trader's only job is to listen. Discipline, therefore, is the only compass. It guides the trader through both losses and gains without allowing emotion to interfere. The great trend followers. Here, we examine the profiles of legendary trend followers. Koval uses their stories not to celebrate genius, but to demonstrate that long-term success comes from a relentless commitment to a repeatable system. Pioneers of the process. Koval now opens the door and introduces us to the giants. They are not gods, but disciplined humans who made uncomfortable choices. Ed Sekota, Bill Dunn, and John W. Henry are among them. They did not possess crystal balls or secret predictive knowledge. They were, however, sure of one thing. The market rewards unwavering consistency, not brilliant hunches. These individuals are the pioneers of the trend-following philosophy. They have proven that this approach can be incredibly profitable over decades. They were not just traders. They were thinkers who saw the market differently. Their remarkable success was not a matter of luck. It was the direct result of a disciplined, repeatable process that they never abandoned. These traders endured the long and challenging game. They learned to tune out distracting headlines and expert opinions. They followed their systems even when everything seemed to go against them. Their story is not one of instant, glamorous wins. It is about a quiet confidence built on a method that won no popularity contests. Their common denominator was a shared decision. They abandoned the myth of the investor genius. They chose instead to become obedient students of the market's price action. They did not win because they were more intelligent than everyone else. They won because they remained relentlessly consistent. They understood that the most challenging part of trading is not finding a system. It is having the discipline to follow it, especially when it is not working. Performance data. In this section, the analysis shifts from narrative to hard evidence. Koval grounds the book's claims in long-term performance metrics, showing how trend following endures market cycles and delivers absolute returns. The evidence of decades. Koval now shifts from compelling narrative to hard evidence. He grounds his claims in decades of long-term performance metrics. He does not appeal to a reader's belief in a theory. He simply points to the unvarnished data. The numbers in his book reflect deep, painful drawdowns. They also, however, show sharp, robust recoveries. This performance data reveals a level of durability that only becomes clear over decades, not quarters. He shows that any trend-following system will inevitably have losing periods. However, Over the long term, the system's mathematical edge will shine through. He emphasizes that drawdowns are not a sign of a flawed system. They are a regular and expected part of a sound process. Unlike traditional fund managers who benchmark against indices, trend followers pursue absolute returns. They do not seek to mimic the market or rationalize underperformance. They do not find comfort in consensus. For them, volatility is not an anomaly to be feared. It is a natural part of the process. It is an expected condition and a source of opportunity. Losses are not ignored or hidden. Trend followers contextualize losses within a resilient and robust framework. What defines these traders is not immunity to risk. It is a clear-eyed and pragmatic acceptance of it. Over time, it is the unemotional math of the system, not market sentiment, that ultimately prevails and delivers results. Significant events in trend following. This analysis revisits major market crises. Koval demonstrates how trend followers structurally design their rules-based systems to navigate and even profit from volatility. Thriving in crisis. Koval now revisits defining market crises throughout history. He examines Black Monday, the collapse of LTCM, 9/11, and the 2008 financial meltdown. His goal is not to dramatize these events. It is to highlight how trend followers endured and, in some cases, thrived. These traders did not foresee the events that would unfold. They never claimed to possess any exceptional foresight. Instead, their edge was entirely structural. They operated with rules-based systems they designed to react without panic. Their approach was mechanical, not emotional. This key difference allowed them to navigate chaos with clarity while fear and uncertainty froze other traders. Where shock paralyzed other traders, trend followers executed their plans. Where discretionary traders clung to old assumptions, they followed their rules. Stops were honored automatically. Trend followers accepted losses without hesitation. New trends, often short positions, were entered with discipline. The chaos that exposed the weakness in discretionary strategies revealed the resilience of systematic ones. They did not build their preparedness on a better prediction of the future, that a relentless and unemotional discipline forged their preparedness. They designed their systems to handle unexpected, catastrophic events. They did so by simply following the rules, removing human indecision from the equation. Analogies for a trading mindset. Here, we explore a powerful analogy. Koval compares trend following to the disciplined patience of an elite baseball hitter, illustrating that strategic inaction is often the most profitable decision. Baseball, thinking outside the batter's box. Koval draws a disciplined parallel between trading and baseball. This comparison is grounded not in simple metaphor, but in decision-making under uncertainty. Success in both arenas hinges less on constant action than on precise timing. Patience is not passive waiting. It reflects strategic intent. Similarly, the capacity to accept a slight loss without emotional disruption is a form of mastery. An elite trader, like a skilled hitter, does not engage with every opportunity impulsively. They wait patiently for the specific conditions that justify a full commitment. This wait can be long and frustrating. However, they understand that acting on a suboptimal setup is a critical error. Koval contends that the market's fixation on immediate results undermines long-term performance. In many cases, the most effective decision is to withhold all action until the probabilities align decisively. Decision-making. This section analyzes the psychology of decision-making. Koval argues that effective traders act not on exhaustive analysis, but on a few essential cues, much like an athlete's reflex. Decision-making, fast and frugal. Trading decisions often resemble athletic reflexes more than academic problem-solving. Koval argues that effective action in the markets depends on limited information and clear priorities. Drawing from the concept of fast and frugal heuristics, He shows how skilled traders act quickly. A few essential cues, rather than exhaustive data, guide their actions. Like an outfielder who instinctively tracks a fly ball, the trend follower responds to price. They do not get distracted by news, expert opinions, or complex fundamental analysis. The most significant risk lies not in acting too quickly, but in overthinking. Paralysis by analysis leads to hesitation and missed opportunities. Koval underscores that disciplined intuition, honed through structure and repetition, is far more reliable than overanalysis. Trend followers act when conditions align, avoiding distraction and focusing solely on market movement. The philosophy of a disciplined trader. Here, we examine the intellectual foundation of trend following. Koval positions it not as an art form based on intuition, but as a discipline rooted in measurable, scientific principles. Science of trading. Koval leaves no room for mysticism or market gurus. Trading, if done with professional seriousness, is a discipline. It is rooted in measurable principles, much like a science. He draws from the world of physics to make his point. Markets, like natural systems, are chaotic and nonlinear. That fact, however, does not make them unknowable. It just means our approach must account for uncertainty. We cannot pretend that it does not exist. Trend followers do not try to outguess the future. They observe what is happening now. They adapt to current conditions. They respond to what the market gives them. Trend followers do not design their models to be perfect predictors. They build their models to work effectively over time, through both gains and mistakes alike. Koval does not promise a magic formula. He offers a mindset that is practical, skeptical, and grounded in reality. Holy Grails. This analysis dismantles the persistent search for a perfect, can't-lose trading system, arguing that this pursuit is a distraction from the real work of managing risk and uncertainty. The myth of the Holy Grail. This chapter confronts and dismantles the idea of a flawless trading system. The so-called Holy Grail resurfaces with every market bubble. It always promises perfect certainty where none can ever exist. Koval highlights how many investors still cling to comforting slogans. For example, they repeat mantras like buy and hold. They do so even when prolonged downturns expose the weaknesses of that approach. These slogans do not offer honest answers. Instead, they provide a dangerous vagueness. Stay the course and don't panic fail to provide the most basic guidance. They do not tell you how much to risk. They do not tell you when to enter or when to exit. Koval's argument is sober and direct. A real edge doesn't come from chasing perfection. It comes from relying on a process that holds up when everything else begins to crack. Building a framework for success. The final analysis focuses on the practical application of these principles. Koval clarifies that a system is not a substitute for a trader, but a framework that enables disciplined action. Trading systems. Koval closes the book with the practical fundamentals. A trading system is not an abstract theory. It is a disciplined framework for entering and exiting the market. However, a sound structure alone is not enough. What truly matters is the trader's discipline to follow it without deviation. Many traders look for a system as an escape from making hard decisions. Yet, even the most automated models require vigilance. They need adaptation and a precise clarity of intent from the operator. The most effective system is not an off-the-shelf product. It is one that perfectly fits the trader's temperament. It must also align with their personal risk profile and their understanding of the market. Koval avoids any prescriptive formulas. He delivers a clear warning instead. Without a system, the market's emotional waves will dictate your moves. With one you fail to follow, the outcome is no different. Final thoughts. The book closes not by resolving the market's complexity. It concludes by redefining the trader's relationship with it. Koval's proposition is neither predictive nor prescriptive. It is procedural. He masterfully replaces the illusion of foresight with the discipline of response. He does not offer his readers certainty. Instead, he provides a structured way to navigate the market's inherent uncertainty. In a field saturated with noise, ego, and prediction, the trend follower adopts a more restrained approach. It is a mindset grounded in price action and detached from personal opinion. The trend-following mindset is not a call to outsmart the market. It is a call to engage with it on its own terms. Trend-following leaves the reader with no grand conclusions. It offers only a quiet, powerful provocation. What if mastery lies not in knowing what comes next, but in acting decisively when the present becomes clear?